USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the nation's capital at this hour, the first people who will be participating in what's known as the Justice for J6 rally at a site near Capitol Hill shortly are starting to trickle in, while the heavy security presence has been there for several days, along with another high security fence like was up shortly after the insurrection on Capitol Hill in January. Now, this rally is only expected to draw about 1,000 people tops, and police say they're ready for anything, even though the organizers promise there won't be any trouble.
We have a strong plan in place to ensure that it remains peaceful and that if violence does occur, that we can stop it.
That's D.C.'s Homeland Security Chief speaking. For days, they've been asking, where is Gabby Petito, the 22-year-old Florida woman who hasn't been seen since she was on a vacation with her fiancé? And now, even though he came back when she did not, he is said to be missing.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A man whose name has been known mostly for the number of times he's been accused of and, in many cases, convicted of murder, has been convicted of murder again. 78-year-old Robert Durst, the New York real estate heir, has been found guilty by a Los Angeles jury of murdering his good friend Susan Berman in Los Angeles' Benedict Canyon neighborhood in the year 2000. Durst, who's been suffering with various health problems for years, was not in the courtroom when that decision was read. A top U.S. general now apologizing for what he says was a tragic mistaken drone strike in Kabul last month that mistakenly killed 10 Afghans, including several kids.
As the combatant commander, I am fully responsible for this strike and this tragic outcome.
He says it was believed there were ISIS attackers on their way to the airport in the vehicle.
But it was a mistake, and I offer my sincere apology.
And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Three tourists who call Texas home are facing charges for allegedly attacking a restaurant hostess when they visited New York City this week after the hostess told them to show proof of COVID vaccinations. That attack on Thursday night at Carmine's, a popular eatery on Manhattan's Upper West Side, and the alleged attackers were three women visiting the city from Texas, and they were arrested and charged with assault as well as criminal mischief. Carmine's owner calling it ridiculous and saying the hostess was doing her job, and the Manhattan Borough President, Gail Brewer, is calling for harsher penalties against those three women. Meanwhile, an advisory panel that the full agency usually goes with has met and told the FDA what it thinks about booster shot options at this point. The latest here from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The FDA's vaccine advisory panel on Friday voted 16-3 to recommend against providing booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine for individuals who are age 16 and older. The panel later voted to endorse the Pfizer booster for individuals who are age 65 and older and for those who are at high risk. This comes after the Biden administration had started pushing COVID-19 booster shots, saying they would begin on the 20th of September. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And here at the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.